Dios.
Hi, Mr. Sean. Strudley from Family First. How are you?
How are you?
Yeah, very good. Thank you for asking, Mr. Sean. I was just giving you a call to notify you that there's something going on with the authorization that you have for your waiver, that it shows in the system that is ending as of February the 1st, in this case, Sunday, that we just went by. I don't know. There might be some sort of documentation pending from the county assistance office, something to update, or some sort of assessment that needs to be done. So I would highly recommend you to reach out to the county assistance office. Your social worker could work to help you on that. But as of now, the waiver is ending, and this just very Sunday that went by, okay? So it requires immediate attention. So as soon as you get the chance, please start, like, reaching out to them, okay? Or maybe, like, reaching out to your social worker with that.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to notify Dawn and Nicholas to be advised as well and provide you assistance in what is needed to do. They don't tell us exactly what is needed, but it's something that it hasn't just happened to you. There are a lot of patients whose services have not been updated as of February. So I'm having, like, a long list right now, okay? So, yeah, as soon as you get some time, try to work on that. And now that I have you on the phone, Dawn refer someone new. Her name is Vanessa. We're working to put her to work, but she just today submitted the application. So we are working on that to get you some extra hands to help you, okay?
Okay. Would you recommend that I call my insurance company?
It's better for you to call the county assistance office. The insurance company just received the authorization, but you know that the county assistance office is in charge of your waiver. They go above the county office is above of your insurance company, you know? So it's better to reach out to the county assistance office first.
Is that the welfare office?
Yeah, it's similar. They help you with that as well. Just let them know that the waiver is ending as of February 1st. So they might tell you, like, what's going on, what's pending, so you update whatever is needed that they need.
Okay,
so I'll inform Dawn and Nicholas to give you a hand on that as well, okay?
I can call my dad too. Can my doctor help me on that?
You said in this case, like, who will help you, you said?
Can my doctor help me?
Yeah, I guess that she could as well. Here, let me see on the list that I have here. Does it show me a name of the someone in reference to your case? Okay. Okay, I see that. I mean, the one listed here is only from UPMC, Patience Capote. She's the only one that I see listed here. But does it show any other social workers in the file?
So, I have to contact UPMC then.
Yeah, you could. But they will direct you to the county assistance office, okay? But, like, I mean, my advice is better the county office, okay? Or the welfare office if it's better for you, okay? First with them and then with the insurance company, okay? With Patients Caputi, your service coordinator, okay?
Well, if we do that, what do we have to bring with us?
Yeah, they need to reinstate the waiver, okay? They need to reinstate the waiver that approves your Medicaid for the plan that you have right now for home care and everything, and they will let us know. However, if I find out that we have this updated in our system before that, I will give you a call to let you know that everything is reinstated because, I mean, obviously as a company, it's good for us to have your services continue, so we'll let you know if we see a change on our end, okay? If they tell you anything, you feel free to contact me at this line. You'll have my number.
And what's your name?
Yeah, my name is Rodney.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, mister. You have a good one and take care a lot, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Bye-bye.